The old bridge across the Lillebelt, which was inaugurated in 1935, was too small for a long time. To relieve it, a motorway bridge has been built, Denmark's first suspension bridge. The old Lillebelt bridge had an approximate north-to-south direction, while the new one runs east-west. The bridge was designed for the Ministry of Public Works by the consulting engineers Christian Ostenfeldt and W. Jönsson, who also had the overall supervision of the construction. The steel structure has been built by Mumberg and Thorsen. The stiffening girder, made up of 93 assembly sections, is tapered off at the sides on account of the wind load. Part sections, each of 135 tons, were fabricated at the Nakskov shipyards for Mumberg and Thorsen. They are 33 meters in width, 12 meters in length, and 3 meters high. They are built with transverse bulkheads, longitudinal diaphragms, and longitudinal trusses. One of Switzer's tugboats transported the sections in pairs from Nakskov to Stavby on Fune using Mumberg and Thorsen's specially constructed pontoon named Dur, D-U-R. In Stavby, the sections were welded together in pairs into assembly sections 24 meters long. These 270-ton sections were floated to the bridge emplacement and hoisted up by cranes running on the main cables. When placed, they were welded together, thus making up the entire carriageway, which later on was provided with the road surfacing. Besides the two railway tracks, the old Lillebelt Bridge has only a two-lane roadway 5 to 6 meters wide, while the new motorway bridge has three lanes in each direction, totaling 26.6 meters. The whole suspended part of the roadway is 1,080 meters long and suspended from 344 vertical hangars. The distance between the towers which support the main cables is 600 meters. The towers rise 121 meters above sea level, and the free passage height for ships is about 44 meters. Each of the main cables has a diameter of 57 centimeters and consists of 61 smaller cables fabricated of 5 millimeter thick galvanized steel wire. The main cables are anchored in 50 meter long concrete blocks. The steelworks started at the Nakskov shipyards with the construction of the part sections. All sheets and plates were cut by a flame-cutting machine by straight cuts with or without beveling. For more complicated shapes, a special cutting machine was used. Governed by a photocell operating from drawings in scale 1 to 10 and located in a separate control room. The cover plates and longitudinal bulkheads are 12 millimeters thick and of grade ST52-3, German standard. The bottom plate and wings are 9 millimeters, the transverse bulkhead 8 millimeters, all in grade ST37-2. The cut sheets and plates are assembled by submerged arc welding. A large number of trough-formed stiffening profiles of 6 millimeters, grade ST52-3, are submerged arc welded to the underside of the top plate. The welding heads are held in the correct position by means of guide rolls. The red-hot spot at the inner side shows how deep the submerged arc welding penetrates. A large number of bulb profiles is welded to the upper side of the bottom plate. The bulbs are 150 millimeters high and 8 millimeters thick. The welding is by mechanical electrode holders. One operator can attend to four electrode holders. All welding at the wings is executed by hand, and for grade ST52, low hydrogen electrodes are used. The parts are assembled into sections. This takes place in the assembly yard in the open. Before assembly, the different parts are treated against corrosion while the welding joints are covered by tape so that the assembly welding can be executed without subsequent cleaning. After being welded up, the sections are controlled for correct measurements and execution and then passed through to the paint shop where the finishing anti-corrosion treatment takes place. After that, the sections are transported to the pontoon door, which is taken in tow with two part sections at a time towards Stalbu. And here they're stocked at Momberg & Torsen's assembly yard, welded together in pairs and prepared for suspension. The part sections are tacked together. The 200mm intervals between the tackings are filled by hand welding, followed by grinding from the root side, and the final root run is executed from below with low hydrogen electrodes type OK4815. A tent is placed above the assembly unit as the final welding is a submerged arc welding. Weld penetration is controlled, the operator being in telephone contact with an observer who supervises the size of the glowing spot at the underside of the welding. In the same way, the bottom plates in the two part sections are welded together by hand and by submerged arc welding. All kinds of welding are continuously controlled by X-rays, magnetoflux, or ultrasonic testing. At the wings, all welding is executed by hand, mainly because of the steep incline. Then the missing trough pieces at the underside of the top plate are fixed into position by CO2 welding. The rectifiers are placed above the section and the wire box is suspended at the welding place by wire so that it can be moved easily over the whole width of the carriageway. The joint is shaped very exactly by grinding to a 3mm gap. Welding is done with a 0.8mm wire. The missing bulb profile pieces at the bottom plate are welded with a low hydrogen electrodes using enclosed welding between two preheated copper jaws. The changing and restriking of electrodes must be done quickly, and therefore two electrodes are placed in the electrode holder. And further, an extra electrode holder with electrodes is at hand for use. 6 4mm electrodes, type OK5300, are used for each assembly in the 13mm broad gap, and the slag flows out freely between jaws and profile. The first three sections, which are floated and hoisted under the center of the main cables, are special part sections of 12 meters length. The red cranes, which hoist the sections into position, are running directly on the main cables. Under the main cables, a temporary gangway is suspended. On top of the towers, the cables rest on cast steel saddles, each of 40 tons weight. The wind and the powerful current in Lillebælt make it necessary to use many auxiliary facilities in order to bring Dour into an exact position before hoisting, such as small tugs, anchored pontoons, and winches on the bridge piers. The crews on the red cranes, on the Dour, and on the bridge piers are in contact by walkie-talkies. The assembly welding takes place as soon as the new sections suspended by the main cables have reached their correct position. The whole welding process is repeated as on land, only now about 50 meters above sea level. For welding from below, a special welding trolley has been constructed. It runs on rubber wheels at the wings of the section and is able to fence off the welding operation area completely by means of shutters. The shutters are brought down while moving to a new welding position. When the whole carriageway is welded together, the acquired rigidity makes it act as a stiffening girder. Finally, it is covered by 50 millimeters of asphalt. The asphalt thickness and quality was controlled throughout the whole length of the bridge. The inauguration took place on the 21st of October 1970, after a busy time with all the preparations, such as barriers, red carpets, rostrum, and so on. Many people came to participate in the opening of the bridge, and many had placed themselves on the observation platform and the adjacent road a long time beforehand. The ceremony took place on Fyn, and TV cameras took up their position. When the King and the Queen came, the police, notwithstanding their use of helicopters, could not prevent all barriers from being broken. The police was completely powerless against the crowds. There was total chaos during the speech by the Minister of Public Works, Mr. Gulberg, and during the cutting of the tape by the King. But finally, the royal cortege succeeded in clearing a way over the bridge, which was then opened to the public. The beautiful form of the bridge fits very well into the landscape. The old bridge is still being used for railway traffic, while the new bridge makes a part of European Highway No. 66. We are now going from the Jutland side back to Fyn over Denmark's first welded suspension bridge. Up to now its biggest steel structure, with a span between the piers of 600 meters and a total length of 1,080 meters. An imposing and beautiful bridge.